I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Encouragement is earned. You get encouraged when you have done something that makes people want to encourage you to keep doing more of it. That's the way it works.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mirror of Motivation, your self-guide to self-discipline. If you want to have more discipline over yourself, this is the only book you need. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/MOM. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, we get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. And today's topic, today we're going to talk about encouragement. Someone giving you a little pick-me-up, a little bit of attaboy, a pat on the back, a slap on the ass, and letting you know, hey, everything's going to be okay, everything's going to be good, everything will be all right, all you need to do is this, this, and this. So I'm going to tell you something right here. Encouragement is earned. You earn encouragement. See, encouragement is not something that you are given when you are down on your luck and you're slumped down on the bench or you're laying flat on your face, you fell down and you don't know if it's ever going to work out again and you're feeling sorry for yourself and you're wondering if your whole life is a mistake, your whole career has just been a complete waste and you did all this work for nothing. See, when you're in that space, that's not when you deserve encouragement. That's not when, most of the time, that's not when you're going to get encouragement. If you happen to get it, you should consider yourself lucky. Encouragement is earned. You get encouraged when you have done something that makes people want to encourage you to keep doing more of it. That's the way it works. When you go to the higher levels of whatever you're doing, the serious levels of what you're doing, if you're somewhere right now where you get encouragement when you're doing nothing and you're feeling bad for yourself and it's just not working out, wherever you are, when you get to that next level, if you're somewhere where you're getting it now when you're down, when you get to that next level or the next level after that or 10 levels from wherever you are, that's not going to happen anymore. Sometimes people want to be encouraged. They want to be given positive feedback to feel good about their chances. An athlete will come to me and say, hey, Dre, I just don't feel motivated to work on my game. Or I just get lazy sometimes. I just don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to practice. I don't want to get any shots up. I don't want to work on my dribbling. Listen, all that is cool. Just don't work out. If you don't feel like working out, don't work out. If you don't want to do it, it's all good. All right. If you feel like you need to be pushed by somebody or something in order to do something that you don't want to do, why would you even want somebody to have to motivate you to do something that you don't really want to do? Why would you want to have to get motivated to spend time with a person you don't want to talk to? Why would you have to get motivated? Why would you want to have to get motivated to show up to work and do your job one day? Why not just walk away? Go find something else to do. I mean, there are plenty of opportunities out there in life. Let's get into our points. Number one, if you are not motivated to do your job, this is what you do. Quit. Quit your job. If you're not motivated to be there, if you're not motivated to deal with your clients or your prospects or whatever the job is, or your boss or your subordinates or your coworkers or whatever situations come with your job, whatever it is your job is, whatever you're doing, if you're not motivated to be there, quit that job and get yourself a new job. Start a new journey. If this isn't for you, get yourself out of the game, because all you're doing is getting in the way of the people who it is for. The people who it's for, you're slowing them down, because they got to slow down for you to keep up. They got to slow down to make sure they're not leaving you too far behind. They got to keep looking over their shoulder to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do so you don't bring the whole group down. All you're doing is getting in the way. And you're definitely not helping yourself because you don't feel good about it. You're not performing at a good level. You're not bringing your best out of you because you don't feel good about being there. It's impossible for you to bring your best when you don't feel good about what you're doing. All you're doing is being in the way. So what you need to do is quit if you are not motivated to do whatever your job happens to be. I don't care if you got 10 jobs. If 3 out of those 10 you're not motivated for, quit those 3 and just stick to the 7. If you're not motivated for 8, quit those 8 and just do those 2. You understand what I'm saying here? If you are not motivated to do what you're supposed to do, whatever it happens to be, get out of the way. Sometimes on social media, a kid will come to me and he'll say, you know, Dre, I'm not always motivated to practice, but I really want to be good at basketball. Do you have any advice? Yes, I have some advice. Here it is. Get the fuck out of the game. You are in the way. I'm not a motivator. I'm not a motivator, period. I am not here. My existence and when I do this podcast or when I'm posting on Twitter or Instagram or YouTube or writing a blog post or sending out daily game emails or standing on the stage talking or coaching somebody directly, consulting with a business. I don't do any of that for the purpose of motivating you. Now, you may get motivation from it. Maybe what I'm saying to you right now is motivating you and getting you going to do your thing. That's absolutely fine, and I'm glad you're getting that from it, but that's not the aim. What I'm aiming for is to remind you. See, instead of being motivational, I'm remindational. This is something I said on Instagram story once. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm a remindational speaker and an informational speaker because I'm going to remind and inform you of what the job is. I'm going to remind and inform you of what it is expected of you or is going to be expected of you if you haven't gotten to that point yet. I'm going to remind and inform you about what the game really is, what you are really up against, and what you really need to be bringing to the table every single day, not only physically skill-wise, but mentally. That's what I'm here for. If that happens to motivate you, listen, I'm 100% okay with that. I mean, motivation is not that far away from the stuff that I'm talking about here. The aim is not motivation. For example, somebody may aim to motivate you, but while they're motivating you, they may remind you and inform you of some things. So it's just the exact opposite with me. I'm going to remind and inform you of some stuff. If it happens to motivate you, listen, that's all good. I'm not mad that you get motivated, but I'm not aiming to motivate you. If you need to be motivated, listen, you're in the wrong line of work. I don't know what that line of work is, but you need to be in a different one. All right, and there are a whole lot of lines of work out there. So if you're not motivated to be where you are, what's stopping you from going to somewhere else? Nothing's actually stopping you. That's a rhetorical question. What's stopping you from doing it, though? I mean, there's something that's going on in your mind. You listen to this podcast enough. We're going to root it out. We're going to identify it. And then you are empowered to do something about it. Somebody says, listen, I'm not motivated to work out, Dre. What advice can you give me? This is somebody asked me actually recently in an email. Not recently when you're listening to this, but listen, this is what you do. If you're not motivated to get out of bed and do your thing, look, take your ass back to bed. Go back to sleep. Dream a little bit. Maybe you'll dream about what your next line of work is going to be. Point number two, today's topic is encouragement is earned. At the pro level, when you get to the pro level of your vocation, your craft, your dream, your passion, whatever you're doing, when you get to the pro level, if you get to the pro level, no one will pick you up when you're dragging. If you know someone who's a pro at what they do, ask them this question. If you are dragging at work and not really working hard and not really doing much and you're just not bringing the energy and it's obvious you're not motivated to be there, do people really come and pick you up and try to motivate you and talk you up to doing your job? They may to an extent. Maybe to an extent, maybe the first couple days or the first week of practice or your first month on the job or your first 90 days at the new corporation, somebody will come and sit and encourage you and have lunch with you and talk you up and try to give you some encouragement, some positive motivational sayings and things that they just try to do with you to try to keep you engaged and make sure that you stay locked in and focused on the job because it's not going so great for you yet. But there's a limit to that. There's only so much charity every human being has in them. I don't care how altruistic the individual is. There's only so much we're going to try to pick up another person before we're like, okay, I'm done trying to pick this person up. Either they're going to stand up or they're going to lay on the floor, but I'm not going to keep picking them up anymore. At the pro level, that's the way it goes. And you're lucky if you have somebody who will even try with you at the beginning. at the pro level in a lot of things, in a lot of places, a lot of organizations, nobody's going to try to help you out from the second you walk into the door. You got thrown to the wolves. Are you ready to go or are you not? And I'm talking about even when you're amongst your coworkers, your colleagues. I'm not talking about the opponents, the other businesses trying to take you out, the other teams trying to take you down. I'm talking about the people on your own team. They're not worried about motivating and encouraging you. They're worried about doing what they got to do because they're trying to pay their bills the same way you're trying to pay yours. At the pro level, nobody's going to pick you up when you're dragging. Maybe at home somebody will pick you up. Maybe your wife or your husband or your kids, or you got a trusted advisor or somebody you can call on. One of your friends from college will talk to you and let you know, hey, everything will be all right. Just stay positive, stay focused. And maybe your fans. I mean, we got social media these days. So maybe you can go on social media and crowdsource motivation from your fans who are talking you up and telling you positive things and how you motivate and inspire them and how they got your jersey on. They got your jersey number tattooed on their leg. Maybe that'll help you out. Everybody else at the pro level, they're just going to walk right past you when you're laying on the ground. And they will expect you to be ready to do your job tomorrow. And if you're not ready to do your job tomorrow, there is someone who does not have your job, who would gladly take your job, who is ready to come in as soon as they decide they don't want you there anymore because you're not showing up doing what you're supposed to do because you're not motivated. Listen, motivation is not on the menu at the professional level. That's a good one right there. Motivation is not on the menu. Now, you can't order motivation. Either you are ready to go or you are not. And if you show that you're not, listen, you don't get that much chance to show it before they're like, okay, let's get rid of him and get somebody else. Let's let her go and hire somebody else. You know how many people want this spot that you got, miss? You know how many people want this spot that you have, sir? You're not motivated? Okay, great. We'll show you what we do to people who are not motivated. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic is encouragement is earned. If you want to be encouraged, you want somebody to tell you that everything's going to be okay and you're good and you can do it, instill confidence in you, you got to earn that. That's not something that you just get just because you feel like you need it. I'm not saying that you don't need it. I'm saying if you do need it, you ain't a pro yet. Let's get a definition of this word encouragement. Encouragement means giving someone support, confidence, or hope. Man, let me explain something to you about when you go to the highest levels of what you do. I don't care if it's in podcasting, if you're a football player, if you are a basket weaver. When you get to the highest levels of what you do, support, confidence, hope, those are the things that are expected to come from you, not expected to be given to you. Once more, support, confidence, hope. At the pro level, those are the things that are expected that everyone else is going to get from you, not the things that everyone has to give to you. Those are the things that are expected of you before you even show up. See, we expect at the pro level, if I'm going to sign you to a contract, if I'm going to have you on my team, if I'm going to bring you into my organization and pay you a salary, I'm expecting that you had the confidence to do your thing and support yourself in a way that gives the organization hope. Listen, think about it. The NFL draft just happened, right? When the NFL drafts a new player, they're not expecting that they're going to have to encourage that player. What are they expecting? They're expecting that this player has some game, right? They drafted the player because they got game. And because that player is confident enough in their game that their performance will support the whole team, thus giving the organization and the fan base hope. Is this right? Am I accurate on this? If I got any part of that wrong, I want somebody to let me know. That's what you bring a new person into an organization for. That you got game, and because you have game, your confidence will support everybody else in the organization and give us all hope. Now the fans are going to buy jerseys. Now we can sell another season ticket package. Now we can raise prices. Now we can go on a PR campaign. Now we can have you at the press conference and show with your new jersey and the big contract that you signed. And everybody's happy and okay with it. Well, you getting all that money and all that attention. Why? Because you have so much game and so much confidence that you will support everyone else on the team, and it gives everybody hope that things are going to get better. That's exactly what is expected to come from you. That's not expected to be given to you. Nobody's going to be encouraging you. If you're not showing up, listen, let one of those NFL top draft picks who got that big signing bonus, all those millions of dollars, not show up and not be performing well the first four games of the season, or you'll see how quickly that encouragement evaporates. Nobody's going to be encouraging you. Nobody's going to say, hey, you can do it. You can do it, buddy. You did it so well in college. You were great at this last place you were at. People are going to be like, man, what the hell are you doing? We paid you all this money, man. You better start playing. You're a bust. You're a bum. What the hell? You're not going to want to come out of your house. You better figure it out. This is the game that you're stepping into when you step into the pro level of anything you do. I'm not just talking about sports where everybody knows your name and knows your job and people have your jersey. They can look up your stats and look up your salary. I'm talking about you work in some office building where nobody really knows what's going on there besides the people who work there, just that small niche industry. Listen, you're expected to do your job too. Those of you listening, listen, you know people who do those kind of jobs. There's no a lot of fanfare. They're not public figures, but they're expected to do their job. And if you're not sure, ask them. Let them tell you. Are you expected to do your job? If you don't do your job, are they going to get rid of you? Is there somebody come and try to hype you up and encourage and motivate you if you're not really doing what you're supposed to do? Probably not. They'll just get rid of you because somebody else will come do your job. See, they don't need to motivate you. You only find yourself motivating people when you know you can't replace them. If I know I can replace you, I'm not motivating you. Okay, you don't want to do your job? All right, fine. You'll be gone. I need you to make sure this website is edited and fix this and fix this. And this is your job to do every day. You're not doing it. Oh, you weren't motivated. Okay, good. You're fired. Let me hire somebody else to do your job at the same rate that I was paying you. I'll pay them. If you are replaceable, don't expect anybody to motivate you. Don't expect anyone to encourage you. The job is looking at you like, look, we were hoping you would provide that. We're not trying to provide it to you. We thought you were going to bring that to us. All right, now there's a fundamental difference going on. If that's the situation, if that's the conflict, like you're expecting encouragement, they're like, no, we were expecting encouragement to come. You're not bringing it to the table. You won't be there long. That's the way that it goes in the pros, people. If you want to be a pro at what you do, expect this. Expect to be the one offering, bringing, delivering the encouragement, not the one receiving the encouragement. This is the game that you sign up for when you step to the top of the, when you step to the top of the heap, when you step to the front of the line, you're the one who provides it for everybody else. They're not providing it for you. Let's recap today's topic, which is encouragement is earned. Point number one, if you are not motivated to do your job, quit your job. If you're not motivated to do anything, you want some advice, the advice is get the hell out the way. I'm not trying to motivate you. I'm not trying to demotivate you either. I'm just telling you exactly what it is. Again, this is not motivational. This is remindational and informational. I'm informing you and reminding you of what the game is. Point number two, at the pro level, nobody's going to pick you up when you're dragging and you're not really bringing the energy. What's going to happen is you're going to get benched, demoted, downsized, right-sized, outsourced, whatever other words they can use to get rid of you. Right? You're going to get put on the inactive list. You're going to get sent down to the D League. You're going to get relegated to the practice squad, sent down to the minors, whatever it is they can do to send you backwards just to let you know that that's how they're going to do it. And it's going to happen so fast, you won't even have time to process what happened. You're like, damn, wait a minute. 2 days ago, that's how it works when you don't deliver at the pro level. Number three, definition of encouragement is giving someone support, confidence, or hope. Understand this, when you step into the game as a professional and what you do, those are the things you are expected to bring to the organization, not the things you should expect the organization to give to you. They brought you in and signed you up and gave you a contract and offered you a salary simply because they knew you had game, you had proof of your performance at some level probably, And they know that because of that game, they expect you to be confident enough in your performance will support everyone else on the team. Doesn't mean you do all the work, but your support of everyone else through your play will give hope to everybody in and around the organization. If you can't do that, listen, they're going to want their money back. Full refund. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mirror of Motivation, your self-guide to self-discipline. If you want to have more discipline over yourself, this is the only book you need. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/MOM. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.